Introducing... I remember being on stage once in a tight little dress, the bottom of which kept riding up my thighs all the way to my crotch as I moved around and sang. Why was it doing this? My face growing hotter and hotter as I tried to hide behind my guitar. I remember once walking out in New York City to get some kind of queer award and getting booed for not being queer enough before I even reached the podium. I remember seeing something warpy and reflective from stage. It was in Amsterdam, and saying on the mic, "What the fuck is that?" Only to walk over and see it was a young woman in the audience living with such severe palsy that she had to lie back in a special wheelchair with an elaborate series of mirrors in which to see the world beyond her knees. In other words, I've had many experiences of being on stage and wanting to die or disappear. I've had many experiences of being trapped in spotlights and time suddenly slowing way down. The sound of my own blood pounding in my ears, taking over from some distant sonic background in which angry words are being flung at me from a deep darkness. Somehow, this was worse. It was not just crying, but sobbing. It was Carnegie Hall, spring of 2002, and the sobbing from the third balcony was getting louder and louder until it began echoing around the room. Plus, she was not even the only one crying. A moment of paralyzing trepidation came over me, and I heard my voice falter and begin to move into a distant slow motion. It was the culmination of so many recent moments of paralyzing trepidation, having been in Manhattan on 9/11 months earlier, and having breathed in the acrid blue smoke of the towers, having hit the road mere weeks afterwards when everyone else was canceling their tours and staying home behind closed shutters. I traveled around a country in a state of emergency. I played to half-empty houses that took months to slowly fill up again. I felt all the while a great pressure to lift up the small audiences that were brave enough to come out, a pressure to make sense of it all, to make hope happen. I was confronted nightly with an impossible task. How am I supposed to make a whole show filled with all kinds of songs about all kinds of things when there is just one big thing pressing down on all of us? How could I possibly sing or talk about anything other than the all-encompassing panic in the air or the ominous march to war? And even if I could magically, suddenly make a whole show around this one looming thing, what the hell would I say? It was a challenging time to be a folk singer, at least if you take your job seriously. The message that it was unpatriotic to criticize the president and his "just go shopping while we bomb the shit out of him" rhetoric was everywhere, even from people and sources where you wouldn't expect it. It was weird watching what fear did to people. Unnerving numbers fell into lockstep. I tried to make myself into a lightning rod for critical thinking and accountability. I studied, and I made notes, and I got my facts straight. I stayed up debating and discussing late into the night with the most politically astute of my friends. I consulted trusted sources like Noam Chomsky and The Nation for guidance in sorting through the mainstream media quagmire. I traveled around the country and I talked to people everywhere I went. I wrote and I wrote and I wrote and I wrote. On each stage, I unfolded a different permutation of a poem that came to be called Self-Evident. I attempted to engage people directly with this poem in real time. But now here I was, laying a poem about 9/11 down on the very people who had shouldered the brunt of the violence, the brunt of the loss. It was Carnegie Hall. It was only 7 months later, and I was alone on stage when the question of how can I possibly talk about anything but this right now suddenly wheeled around and became, how dare you talk about this right now? It was too late. I was trapped again. The spotlight was on me, and there was no time to rethink my decision. I heard my voice finish reciting the poem. I think it may have even sung a few more songs. Then I was back in a dressing room full of smelly